Welcome to Weemalee Community News, FM 1003. A Weemalee resident is hoping to use her experience of being homeless to help others who are in a similar situation. Megan Lewis is part of a state government advisory council, which was recently set up to guide the government on homelessness issues. The group will conduct surveys with homeless people in Weemalee today and tomorrow at the Homeless Shelter and Soup Kitchen. Miss Lewis now lives in secure accommodation, but says she couch surfed for 2 years and then lived on the streets after becoming homeless at age 16 as a result of a violent home life. She said that after a short stay in jail, which really scared her, she decided that she couldn't live like that anymore. After being knocked back from over 100 private rentals, she finally got a house through the Department of Housing. Miss Lewis now wants to help people that have been in the same situation. She says a variety of information will be collected during the consultations and presented to the Premier. It is hoped that the study will explore what it is like to be homeless and what can be done to help. Weemalee resident Anita Vandermortel has been recognised for her work with migrants and refugees and nominated for a Medal of the Order of Australia. Anita spent the first years of her life hiding from the Nazis in Rotterdam, being taken in by different families and moving frequently from place to place. Her father was being hunted by the Nazis because of his work with the Dutch resistance. Following the war, her father wanted to move as far away as possible, and the family migrated to Australia when Anita was 10. Once more, Anita's families were taken in and welcomed by strangers. As she grew up, Anita often reflected on the enormous generosity and bravery of the families, total strangers who had taken her family in and hidden them during the war. Anita became a nurse and worked for aid organizations around the world. On returning to Australia, it seemed natural for her to work with migrants and refugees, and for more than 2 decades she has dedicated herself to helping hundreds of refugees settle in Australia, find accommodation, work and healthcare. Even though she is now in her 70s, Anita is also one of the key organisers of the inaugural Weemalee Cultural Festival, a celebration of our community's cultural diversity. 1003 FM, Weemalee Community News.